As they drank, Saxter's finally got to ring the bell.
All talk and tales, both sad and happy, must wait until tomorrow. The hour grows late, and we have a feast before us. Let full justice be done, but only after I have said the grace. Autumn comes, the summer's flown, traveller's journey ends. Harvest is in, the table laid. Sit you down, midst friends.
And so they did, until dawn's light flooded through the ancient stained glass windows. No beast crept away to bed, not even Dibbons. Good food, songs and poems, close comradeship and a few tears, all combined to welcome the return of the questers and honour the memory of Mother Mellis. Father Abbot Saxtus blinked against the morning sunlight, reflecting off his bell, mentally composing what he would write in his abbey record book.
One of Redwall's great feasts, to be remembered for long seasons to come.
The mouse babe sat in Roof Brush's lap, half awake as he nibbled a red currant tart. Marielle was about to doze off in a chair when she noticed Mouse Babe watching her.
What are you looking at, Cheeky Whiskers?
She asked.
I want to be a warrior like you.
The mouse maid winked at him as she took a sip of mint tea.
Then you'll have to grow up honest and true to your friends. A warrior needs good companions to learn from. One day you may become a warrior as great as the squirrel who's taking care of you right now. Isn't that right, Roof?
Roof Brush smiled down at the Dibbon.
Aye, it's right enough. But first, you'll have to get Durry Quill to teach you to roar like this.
Roof threw back his head and roared. Mouse Babe leaped with fright, and Roof stroked his tiny ears until he began to doze. The young squirrel talked to him in a low, gentle voice.
But that's only part of it. I had to learn many things, but I was lucky. I had the right teachers to guide me. The fighting spirit of Finbar Galedeep, the friendship of Durry Quill, and a brave Gowsome shrew named Fatch. Wisdom and strength are needed by a warrior, and I got them from Marielle's father, Joseph the Bellmaker.
Mouse Babe repeated the final word before sleep overtook him.
Bellmaker!